The Orange Order says it's found a peaceful solution to the return parade through Ardoyne later today. The only problem is the Protestant organisation is the only one who knows actually what it is. The Order says it'll reveal its solution later in the field. The Belfast County Orange Lodges held a two-hour meeting last night to discuss the Parades Commission ruling that the three North Belfast lodges heading back to Laganeel should have passed the Nationalist Ardoyne area by 4 o'clock. After the meeting, the Reverend Mervyn Gibson read out this prepared statement and gave no further detail.
A meeting has taken place between the three Laganeel lodges, the North and West Parades Forum, local politicians and the County Grand Orange Lodge of Belfast. There's been open and frank discussions with much soul-searching, but all present have agreed a course of action that will guarantee a homeward parade for the Laganeel lodges. This is a peaceful solution to the appalling predicament that the Parades Commission have placed us all in. This evening, difficult decisions have been taken, but decisions which will offer hope and encouragement to our communities, indeed to all the people of Northern Ireland.
So does that decision mean that the parade will be past the Ardoyne shops by 4 o'clock?
No more comment. We'll hear from the platform at the field tomorrow what exactly is going to happen.
But will you be abiding by the Parades Commission ruling?
So we simply don't know until later on what's happening. The only political reaction so far has been from the DUP leader, Peter Robinson, who tweeted, "Good to see Orange Order giving responsible leadership to maintain peaceful outcome in spite of outrageous Parades Commission ruling." Well, that's not the only political reaction. We heard from Gerry Adams this morning on Good Morning Ulster as well. The Ulster Unionist Orangeman Jim Rogers with us today. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this?
Well, Stephen, let me make it quite clear from the outset. I'm not speaking as a member of the Orange Institution. I'm talking to you purely as an elected representative. Well, I welcome this statement. I'm a bit like you and others. I don't know what's going to happen, but I certainly hope and pray that there'll be a peaceful solution, because the Orange Institution is a law-abiding order. They believe in religious liberty for everyone. And I have no doubt that they will leave no stone unturned to ensure that everything passes off peacefully. They don't want to be involved in any form of sectarianism or any clashes. And the bans are exactly the same. So I sincerely hope and I believe there will be a peaceful solution. But something will obviously be talked about later on today at the barn at the main, whenever the platform parties assembles there.
Do you get a sense, Jim, in this day and age, given people's priorities in life, given the economic situation around the world, do you get a sense that maybe walking, where to walk these processions are less important to many people than they once were?
No, I don't, Stephen. Of course, we've got to get our priorities right in life. But I regret to have to say it, because I know most of the members of the current Parades Commission, but the decisions that they made both in Crumlin and County Antrim and in Belfast were just unbelievable. And I know through speaking to a wide range of people right across the communities, incidentally, they were totally taken by surprise that such a decision was taken, especially in relation to the Belfast demonstration. And unless the Parades Commission put somebody up to tell people why they arrived at this decision, people will form their own conclusions. It's created a community tension, something that hasn't been about now for several months. And lots of us in this society want to see communities working together for the good of the city of Belfast and also Northern Ireland as a country.
So,
we all talk about moving forward. We've had a tremendous year. The Queen's Diamond Jubilee, the opening of the MAC, the opening of Belfast Titanic building, along with the Giant's Causeway. We had the Irish.
Yeah,
Gulf,
sure. But if we talk this morning, Jim,
things are good, but we've been let down by people who seem to be hell bent in bringing public disorder.
But are you not optimistic now about today?
Oh yes, I am. Oh yes, I am absolutely very optimistic. Because I don't know of one member of the Orange Institution or any member of a band who today are setting out to cause trouble. And I would say to people who want to cause trouble, stay in your homes. Don't try and bring disorder to our streets. Because remember, the police service, they're the people who are caught in the middle. And we know what happened last year. We know what happened the year before at Ardoyne in North Belfast. A number of police officers were seriously injured. And that's got to be condemned. So let's remember what today is about. And I know for a fact that many Roman Catholics today will be out watching the demonstration, because this is a very colourful occasion.
Okay, Jim Rogers, thank you.